Fortune magazine, and SI came out with their list of the 50 highest earning North American athletes. And, you know, like a lot of people, I love these lists. Daniel Roberts is a writer and reporter for Fortune magazine. He joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Daniel, I got to admit, and maybe it's because I'm not a huge boxing fan, I had no idea Floyd Mayweather hauled in $90 million.
Absolutely, Jeff. It's hard to believe, but the deal he's set up for himself is just fantastic.
He got and this is, none of this is an endorsement. This is basically, now, and walk me through this a bit. He is actually, is he his own promoter as well as manager? How does it work out?
Well, the money for this year comes mostly from having switched from HBO to Showtime. And the deal that he was given was just great. I mean, part of it is probably with his being undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard people complain that he's not even the most exciting boxer to watch, but he's certainly the most dominant. And the $90 million is our best, you know, we think pretty iron-tight guess as to what he's going to get this year. We're including the fight that he already has scheduled for September.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially he gets $45 million from one fight. And it could be even more than that. That's like the minimum. 35 of that, I'm sorry, 32 of that is a guaranteed purse. That's waiting for him in his dressing room, you know, before the fight. And the rest of that is a sizable cut he gets from the pay-per-view returns.
It sounds to me like this guy knows what he's doing as far as business goes anyhow.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think he's, you know, I spoke to an endorsement guy for this, you know, a number of them for this story, but one of them said to me, the deal he set up is so smart, mostly because it's like his own sweat equity, literally.
Right. No, absolutely. And, you know, and of course, we know a little bit about Floyd Mayweather's background as well. I mean, to be able to haul in that much money without endorsements, well, you're right. It is. It's almost total sweat equity. The number two on the list is LeBron James. Number three is Drew Brees. There's really, LeBron James came in at $56,545,000. He's not even really close to Floyd Mayweather. Kobe Bryant, four. Tiger Woods, five. Phil Mickelson, six. Derrick Rose, seventh. Peyton Manning, eighth. Alex Rodriguez, ninth. Zach Greinke, 10th. Is there anybody on this list that particularly, I guess, other than Floyd Mayweather, that really surprised you? Like, I'm looking at the endorsements. Drew Brees, $7.8 million in endorsements. That surprised me a little bit.
As low or high?
As frankly, as a little low. Because I seem to be seeing Drew Brees a lot in TV.
Yeah, he's coming up fast, and I think you'll see that number grow very quickly. But, you know, in general with endorsements, I mean, you know, the salary figures that we get are pretty factual. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it varies by sports. Some sports are harder, but for the most part, those numbers are out there in public, and everyone knows what they are. The endorsement estimation is more of a guessing game, you know, and you just have to triangulate and speak to a lot of experts and get the best possible number you can. And you ask agents to confirm, and they vary on what they'll confirm. But in general, I'd say that a lot of the times the numbers you see or have seen in past years are grossly inflated.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, you know, I think we say with our bio on the list, but Tiger, for example, for the last couple of years, the numbers that some others have put out there are just way high.
Right.
So I think $7.8 million is a pretty good number for him, but it definitely could be slightly higher, or it certainly will be soon. And you're right that he's, you know, I actually spoke to Drew a couple months ago for a different story for Fortune.
Mm-hmm.
And he has really cultivated a family image. I mean, they've made him the dad character.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of the commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it is interesting. And you know what? The thing with Drew Brees is, maybe a lot of it too, Daniel, goes back to the fact, just the way he handled himself post Katrina with the Saints going to the Super Bowl. He's really a likable guy.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm looking at these. I love Kobe Bryant as a player, but I'm looking at the top 10 in this list. I mean, I think Peyton Manning's hilarious. Derrick Rose, I don't know that much, but of the top 10. Drew Brees is the guy that strikes me as being the quote-unquote most likable of the bunch.
That's interesting. You know, we talk here a lot about LeBron, just in general. He's obviously one of the fascinating guys in sports, really globally.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously Tiger, too. But when we talk about LeBron, you know, for a while there, you know, I just mentioned him because for a while there, he really did damage to his reputation. There was the decision, that special, and I think his likability really took a dive. And now he's bounce back, and whether that's just due to performance on the court. I mean, it's like that Tiger Nike ad they put out that says, winning fixes everything. I mean, I don't know if it does, but in LeBron's case, it has certainly helped. And I think that he kept his head down. And I'd say that unless you live in Cleveland, LeBron's very likable too now.
Daniel Roberts is a writer and reporter of the Fortune magazine. He joins us in the Jeff Blair Show. Fortune has put out their list of 50 highest earning North American athletes. Actually, I'm glad we have you on, Daniel, as well, because the AP is reporting that David Beckham, has retired. He tops the international athletes list at 48,349,000 ahead of Roger Federer, Fernando Alonso. What interests me about this list is David Beckham, Michael Schumacher, who I gather a lot of that is sponsorship, is it?
For Schumacher?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's interesting with him, too, because he has already retired from racing, but he's on the list because for, you know, we try and have apples-to-apples comparisons across the board here. So for racing, the winning purses, you know, the amount we use comes from calendar year 2012.
Mm-hmm.
So he's still included, but, you know, that's it for him. This is his last year on the list.
Well,
With Beckham, too, it's so interesting. I mean, the vast majority of that figure is endorsements.
That's why
we feel pretty confident about that total, but it is high. I mean, it's the highest of anyone on the U.S. or the international list.
Well, let me ask you this, because if Beckham retires, it seems to me that he's still going to be able to make money off endorsements, isn't he?
Like, absolutely, Jeff. I mean, he won't be on our list because it's for active, playing athletes. But, you know, it's rare to be able to continue that earnings power after you retire. We've seen a few guys do it. Obviously, for a while, you know, Arnold Palmer, a lot of those golf guys have done it. But certainly you'll keep seeing Beckham. You know, I think that Favre would have been a guy that we would have kept seeing, and then he had a little mess up there toward the end. But Peyton Manning, once he retires, you're still going to see him on TV all the time.
What is it about Beckham do you think that, for a lot of people, Frank, a lot of people in England will joke and say, well, he retired the second he went over to MLS, and he still managed to maintain this these endorsement deals. I think a lot of it probably comes from his marriage to Spice Girl as well. But what is it about him that and I'm with you, I think he's going to be a huge earner in terms of endorsements, even after he quits. What is it about Beckham that makes him so marketable?
Gosh, you know, frankly, there's obviously he's a good-looking guy.
Right.
So, women love him. And I think men like him, too, because he has a sort of edge to him. And you know, Jeff, we always talk about, you know, on that international list, some of those guys have been up there in terms of endorsements for what seems like forever. I mean, Federer is a great example.
Sure.
And I always ask, you know, I talk to guys who, you know, estimate endorsement values for a living. And I say to them, why is Federer one of the top endorsement guys? He seems to me very vanilla, if that's fair to say.
Yep.
And, you know, they say, well, some of these sports brands, that's actually what they want. They don't necessarily want a controversial guy. They just want the guy who's the best.
Right.
So I explain Federer, but with Beckham, I think that he gets a little bit more because he has that edge. And that's not to say that he has done anything wrong. You know, that's different from having experienced scandal.
Mm-hmm.
But he has an appealing sort of rough edge to him.